Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Taking all the stations, Papa.
Yes, sir.
Hockman and Crowder, simulcast on a Wednesday. Line for the Dolphins game is 19. 19-point underdogs. Sunday, Hard Rock Stadium.
Give me another point. I'm taking it.
I don't think I could bet the Dolphins. In fact, you know what? I think I can guarantee you I will not bet the Dolphins. Up until they show me that they can be worthy of a bet, I think I would stay. My plan right now is to stay away from the Dolphins game. It's just,
gotta catch them before the trend, before that bell curve turn. You gotta buy low. We both play the stock market. We gotta buy low. We're buying low right now.
But it's after one game. Like, can't we see if a trend develops?
Buy low. Is it any lower you can get than losing by 50?
Bro, let's find out on Sunday.
Buy low.
There's a column by Dave Hyde, our friend, writes in the Sun Sentinel. And by the way, Will Manso is going to join us this hour, and we can ask him about the Miami Heat not being able to call the arena the American Airlines Arena anymore. He's associated with the Heat. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Dave Hyde wrote something. You know, I'm fascinated with Bill Belichick. You like him, right?
Yes, I really like him.
And you've had interactions with him, right? You tried out for
He flew to Gainesville and worked me out one-on-one personally when I was coming out of UF.
You thought he was going to choose you.
I went to New England before the draft to meet with him and the D coordinator. I think his name was Dan Pease at the time. I sat down and had lunch with Bill Belichick and his sons, who his son coaches with him now. He was a puppy back then. He was a little kid. And when the Dolphins released me, he was the first coach to call me and bring me up to work out. I've been around Belichick a lot. The man's a genius. He's personable. Like, that thing he does in the media, that's not him. Like, he's not Saban. He has very Sabanish ways on the field, but off the field, he has a hell of a personality. Bill Belichick's a good dude.
I remember being when I used to produce Dan's show, we had Jim Brown on once, and he was telling us Bill Belichick stories that, like, yeah, this guy, he's got a personality. He's funny. He does stuff where he goes into inner cities and sits down with gang leaders with Jim Brown. Yeah. Like, he's... You know, but I don't like him. I don't like him because of what he's done to the Dolphins. I don't like his surly remarks to the media.
If you can say, and you talked about this before, we talked about it with all, like, the Cosby.
He's a jerk.
No, the Cosby. He's not a jerk.
That's the jerk.
Saban's a jerk. Saban is a jerk.
Saban's a jerk.
Belichick's not a jerk.
Kind of a jerk.
But like you said, can you separate your Dolphin love from the person who's whooping your Dolphin?
Oh, no
because
doubt.
You say you can separate people off the field from their
heart. He is a great football coach. There is no question.
So just if he was not in the AFC East, would you like him?
As a person?
Yeah, like you.
I'm talking about as a person.
You say you dislike him as a person?
I do, yes.
Why? Because the mumble?
Yeah,
the mumble
I think,
talk? That's why you dislike him?
Listen, you have a responsibility to the media and to the fans, and you don't have to act like a jerk. Like Greg Popovich, he's kind of jerkish, but at least you can understand what he's saying. Bill Belichick. So let me read you this. This is what Dave Hyde wrote in the Sun Sentinel. The column idea was a common one. Listen to Patriots coach Bill Belichick talk via teleconference before Sunday's game against the Dolphins and glean any football pearls or ha-ha crusty minimalism, right? Because he had his conference call yesterday where he said about the Dolphins, they've got more good players than they can get on the field. As Belichick stayed in character, saying nothing in that voice of dry leaves for 13 minutes and 37 seconds Tuesday morning, an odd feeling of conversational deja vu came with his non-answers. This is Dave Hyde writing. I did some math. For the past 20 years, twice a year, Belichick has given these league-mandated interviews with the South Florida media before Dolphins games. I've listened to most of them in hopes of detecting some prism into his excellence. We have, in some form, become chat buddies, Bill and I. Could we really have talked more than 9 hours with Belichick saying nothing? And so I called up past Belichick interviews after he swatted away questions about playing protege and new Dolphins coach Brian Flores with lines like, he did a great job for us. Whatever we accomplished was a team effort. That's what he said yesterday. Mm-hmm. In 2005, Dave Hyde writes, asked about his career-long friendship with then-Dolphins coach Nick Saban, Belichick said their typical conversations through the years involved, how do you play cover two? How do you play this coverage? How you play ball? What about this blitz? How do you like this pattern? How do you take that pattern away? That's something if only a glance into their Rain Men relationship, right? And in the 2008 offseason, after asking for a one-on-one interview regarding his former boss and then Dolphins czar Bill Parcells, Belichick phoned Dave Hyde a month later at 11 p.m. as I wrote in Doak Campbell Stadium at the end of a Miami-Florida State game. I took the call, deadline be damned. The biggest thing I'd say about Bill, because this is Bill Belichick calling Dave Hyde to talk about Bill Parcells, the biggest thing I'd say about Bill is he never lost sight of the big picture, Belichick said. He's not a real detail guy. I'm probably a little more the other way around. I'm a detail guy, and he's a big picture guy. That's something interesting, too, right? We talked 5 minutes. I made the deadline. And so our chatty relationship has gone for 2 decades. He talks on the phone like water moving through a gutter. I look for any crack of insight. Typically, when you link the years, one league-mandated interview after another, Belichick gives us a canned and unintentionally comical narrative of the Dolphins' walk through the wilderness these past 2 decades. It wasn't just Tuesday when he delivered unintentional comedy gold by saying the Dolphins team that had lost the opener to Baltimore 59-10 has, quote, so many great players that they can't get them all in the game at the same time. Bada bing, Dave Hyde writes. In 2004, Belichick praised Dave Wannstedt's chaotic Dolphins of being, quote, very obviously a well-coached team. He said Cam Cameron's 1-15 Dolphins in 2007 were, quote, very talented across the board.
I agree.
And that Joe Philbin's 2014 team, soon lost in Bullygate, was, quote, a talented and disciplined team. In 2012, before another Dolphins regime left, he said, these division games are always big. In 2018, before yet another Dolphins regime left, he said, it's always tough to play in the division. Maybe all this swept together really is the insight into his excellence. Maybe it's small and simple thoughts like doing your job well, no matter the opponent, that allow him to win the AFC East 16 times in 17 years and collect Super Bowls like silverware. Amid the coach speak, Belichick has dropped an occasional nugget of insight. Before beating the Dolphins in 2011, he was asked about the importance of making adjustments in a game. A little thing, but this seemed to catch his attention. When you're an assistant coach or coordinator, you go in with a game plan based on what an opponent's done or likely to do, he said. As the game starts to unfold, first series, second series, certainly by the end of the first quarter, there are certain parts, often certain personnel groupings, that are doing better or worse than planned. You, as a coach, have to see that. You're trying to adjust to those things. None of us are reinventing plays or changing the history of the game. Sometimes, as you've seen, you run a play and it isn't good, but the second, third, fourth time, it's better. That's a credit to the players, really. Adjustments are a little bit overrated because people like to talk about them, but they're an element of the game. That, right there, is the Tao of Bill. It's as good as it gets. It's also as rare as, say, Belichick once entering the Dolphins' postgame locker room long after beating Saban in Foxborough. Most players had gone. He just wanted to say hi to his friend. Mostly, though, listening to Belichick for 9 hours over 20 years is like listening to sand drop through an hourglass. On Tuesday, for instance, he was asked to define the Patriot way. Yeah, I don't know that I've ever used that term, he said. I'm not sure what it means either. I appreciate you asking about it, though. As always, we appreciate the answer, too, says Dave Hyde. Can you imagine how much you have to hate yourself to go back and listen to 20 years of Bill Belichick teleconferences the way Dave Hyde did yesterday for that column. Just don't like the guy.
I think he hit it on the head. That's why he's successful.
Yeah.
It's a certain way to do things, and if you're not doing it that way, it's wrong.
And he does it that way on a consistent basis. There's nothing left to chance. He knows that you've got to make adjustments in a game, but it's a little overrated, like he says, because you're just waiting for something to maybe work a little better the second time or the third time or the fourth time. Kind of what you said, you know, with the Ravens game and the Dolphins running the ball.
Yep. And they just, and the funny thing is that when he said the Patriot Way quote was funny to me, because the Patriot Way means nothing. It's the right way. Like, in his mind, he's doing it right. Everybody else is doing
right.
it wrong.
Not a it's Patriot not- way. It's almost like the Heat DNA thing,
yes.
where, you know, Pat Riley goes, I don't know, what is the Heat? You know, like, what, there's a way to do something that's right.
The Heat, you have to be in shape. You have to work out. You have to have low body fat. You have to have a lot of energy and play with tenacity.
Hardest working.
That's the way you win.
Most disciplined. It's the culture, Papa. Get it right.
Are you talking about the Patriots?
What did you just say?
Are you talking about the Patriots or are you talking about the Heat?
Work hard and be disciplined. Isn't that what every team asks?
I mean, winning teams, that's what they do.
That's why, really, when people say the Patriot way, he's looking like, oh, the way to win football games?
This ain't the Patriot way.
No, it was the way of the good ones.
Let's get headlines quickly from our friend here, Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Today, in his press conference, Bill Belichick denied to give additional comments on the Antonio Brown situation. Of course, Antonio Brown facing some accusations, multiple accusations about sexual assault and some other things as well. But Bill Belichick said, quote, we're working on Miami, during his brief news conference today.
Okay.
The NFL continues tomorrow night. The Panthers host the Buccaneers on Thursday Night Football. Kickoff is at 8:20 p.m. on NFL Network.
Can't wait to get football back. I was dying last night. I mean, dying tonight. I need football.
The Miami Heat will no longer play at the American Airlines Arena because American Airlines announced it will relinquish the naming rights of the downtown Miami Arena.
All right. So we'll have a new name. I recommend the Banger Center. Banger. Banger Center. Anything
say
else,
that
Solana?
Drop every time people walk through the door?
Yeah, that would be great. Banger.
Like, instead of a ding?
Yep. Banger. That'd be great, man.
The Marlins will play game three of their four-game series tonight versus the Brewers. First pitch is at 7:10. You guys saw Christian Yelich?
Oh, man.
Broke his kneecap yesterday?
I mean, got to feel bad for that guy. And did you see the foul ball where he broke his kneecap?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a bummer for him,
and
man.
Finally, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott teamed up for a Playboy photo shoot. The pictures will be in the upcoming Pleasure issue.
Ah.
I'm good.
Can't wait to see them. You have weather?
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park.
Yeah.
Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy, 88 degrees. Tonight's low will drop to 80. The sunset will be at 7:28 p.m. tonight, and there's a 30% chance of rain for most of South Florida. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and it's free to enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
I was going to ignore it, but a texter brings it up, so now I can bring it up. Do you know that the saying he declined to comment?
Yeah, that I was going to let him go because
I
was so hard on him yesterday.
I looked at you like, denied to comment?
He denied to comment.
That's not a saying.
I mean, it doesn't even make sense.
How does that not make sense?
It's declined to comment. He declined to comment. He didn't denied to comment.
What's the difference?
English.
One makes sense.
English. I mean, what's the difference if I say in the next segment, Potato Jones joins us or Will Mansell? Like, what's the difference?
I mean, you can't compare
you all
Potato
know who
Jones.
Potato Jones is.
I want to talk to Potato Jones.
You know, I always say you got to find good names for traffic reporters, right? Like, you know, there's a Lane Closure is always a good traffic reporter. Gia, of course, a great traffic reporter's name. Potato Jones, man. I would listen to traffic if it was coming from Potato Jones.
Well, get Potato Jones on today.
Get Potato Jones on today, sometime before 6 o'clock. All right, Will Mansell, Potato Jones, going to join us momentarily.
When it comes to tailgating, Potato Jones always. Guys, really, though, when it comes to tailgating, Publix always rises to the occasion. Football season's here. We're complaining about not having football 7 days a week because we get so excited when the season's here. And for a special occasion like this, Publix brought out something special this year. That new Miami Dolphins Pub Sub. It is delicious. Stacked with crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, crisp lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, topped off with tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It is awesome. We had some on Sunday out at the Publix Ultimate Tailgate out there at Hard Rock Stadium. It is a great time, guys. Come on out between the south and southeast corner of the stadium every home game, and you'll check out the Publix Ultimate Tailgate. We have a great time. But be the king of tailgates with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. The Publix Miami Dolphin Pub Sub's awesome. All the great deli gifts that you had. You've eaten those great deli cold cuts, the chicken wings, the rotisserie chicken, the fried chicken, all your life. The platters feed dozens. The drinks, the ice, the beer, the chips, the sides, the snacks. Publix got it all for your tailgate. Be the king of the tailgate at Publix. And I love this. Go to Publix.com. The busy moms, the busy dads, Publix will deliver. You can enjoy your kids Friday night, hang out Saturday, and still be able to have all your tailgating needs or your watch party needs. Get them from Publix and get it delivered at Publix.com/DolphinSubs. Find all your tailgate needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Somebody texts in, that's so perfect. Why does this kid read like the words are jigsaw pieces that he's trying to put together? He denied comment. I don't even know what you said.
Same difference.
Will Manso, Potato Jones, is next on Hochman and Crowder. I was hoping traffic, she announced herself as Potato Jones.
Don't do that to Gia.
I think I've stumbled into a great name, Potato Jones.
I like it.
Right?
I'm going to use it on my players.
I think I'm going to open a restaurant in Boca called Potato Jones.
Going to fail.
Will Manso is on the line. He is the sports director and sports anchor at Local 10 right here in Miami. Now, he's also the Miami Heat's pregame and postgame host on Fox Sports Sun during the Heat season. And we learned today that the American Airlines Arena will no longer be called the American Airlines Arena. What do you think about the Banger Center?
First of all, this is Potato Jones. So
there
I'm not
you
exactly
go!
Sure who are you think you're speaking to.
Potato Jones on the
today.
Line! On the
Thank
Potato Jones guest line.
On the guest line. And that question, I obviously have no idea. It's funny, I just got into work and I had been running errands and doing stuff, and then someone told me about it, so I didn't even know what was going on. That just broke today. And
I saw it broken by your news organization, Local 10.
That's why I saw it, because, of course, I follow Local 10 news on Twitter, and I saw it on there, and I retweeted it, and I said, oh, that's cool. But I don't know what's going on. I didn't know that they were even doing that or was in consideration. That one got by me.
You have any?
Well, you guys are coming up with names?
Yeah, I mean, just I like the Banger Center. That place is a banger, and who doesn't want to see some banging going on? And I think it's a lot of fun. But there's I don't know, what's that seasoning you like, Solana?
Sazón Completa, Will.
How about the Sazón Completa Arena?
I put that stuff in my food every time I cook.
Thank you. Oh, you made Solana feel so good.
Well, because you don't have to worry about, I'm always a pinch of salt, a pinch of this, a pinch of that. Throw some Sazón Completa on it, and you're fine. You don't have to worry about anything else.
My guy, Will. Thank you.
A fancy name for Mrs. Dash, no?
Yeah.
Mrs. Dash is kind of plain, Sazón Completa, that'll get you. It's got everything.
All right, fair enough. Look, Solana is celebrating back there. I mean, he has never been.
I'm not kidding either.
I know.
That and some mojo, and I'm fine. A little bit of that.
Now you're going to tell us you drink White Claw with that, and I mean, Solana's going to jump out the window.
No, I'll just have a Zima. I'm fine.
Crowder loves Zima. This is no
man,
joke.
I love Zima.
Crowder loves
true story,
Zima.
My first job was at a baseball card store, and when I was 16 years old, and my boss would, at every Friday when I'd close the store, he'd open up a pack of Zima. I'm like, what is this, what being an adult is about? You open up a Zima on a Friday night? And so when I got older and I could drink, I said, let me try this Zima. Yeah, never again. Never again. I'm good.
He loves it. Crowder loves Zima.
Oh, man. Still exists? Wait, Zima still exists?
They brought it back last year. I don't know if it's still, I don't know if it still lasted, but they brought it back last year.
I'll try it again as an adult now.
Yeah. Well, don't do it. I did that when they brought it back last year. It doesn't have the same lure as when you're 19 and you feel like you're sneaking up on something.
You're cool.
Yeah.
I'm like my boss. I'm cool on a Friday night drinking Zima.
Will Manso is with us. I saw our traffic reporter, Gia, walk into your side of the studio there, Alejandro. Will she refer to herself as Potato Jones in the next traffic update?
Tune in to find out.
Can you make sure if she does so that she does it on all the stations along our simulcast network?
Come on, Papa. You know how we do.
That's why I'm telling you on the air. I know how you do. That's why I'm asking you to make sure if she is going to refer to herself as Potato Jones, it's along all stations down the network line. Will Manso, making the simulcast even better. Will Manso from Local 10. Okay, Hurricanes are 0-2. Mm-hmm. Dolphins are 0-1. We expected the Dolphins record. I don't know if we expected a 59-10 drubbing, but we expected the record. Did you expect the Canes to be 0-2?
I didn't. You know, and I am trying to be optimistic, and because on Saturday, like probably most Canes fans listening, I was frustrated. I was on Twitter going, this is unacceptable. I'm embarrassed. This stinks. You know, I mean, the emotion of the day and that game that you had, the Gators game, I wasn't that angry because I wanted them to not get embarrassed, especially against a team like Florida, and then you'd have to hear trash for years of, oh, we beat you by 30. It was a good game. It was poorly played at times, but it was entertaining. Last week was a game they should have won. I mean, they should have. They fell behind. They there was no excuse to come out the way they did. And then once they regrouped, you figured, okay, they got this. And then the 4th and 17 and everything that happened was just a debacle. But when I look back on it now, I will say this. I'm trying to be a little more optimistic. There are things I like about this team, in particular on offense, Jaren Williams, Brevin Jordan. You see things that you like. You know, Cameron Harris. You see a real development of certain young players. Defensively, I'm a little worried because I think we're also starting to see guys that they lost a lot of quality players and quality depth from last year's team and the previous year's team to the NFL or graduation or whatever it may be. And these young guys, I just think, aren't there yet. I have faith in Manny. I think I'm not the kind who's going to jump ship on Manny 2 weeks in. I think we have to give it a little time. But I will say this. This five-game stretch of five straight home games, I mean, ideally, obviously, you want to win all five, but they need to just play better. And if they could somehow either win all five or get 4-5 or get some positive momentum going to that second half of the schedule, you know, wherever it is that they're in the coastal race or go to a bowl, they need to do it. We need to see some steps forward with victories in these next 5 weeks.
And, Will, I'm not saying give up on him because it's two games in. You're 100% right. But Manny has had a tough little run, especially on Saturday with the play calling and then the timeout usage in the fourth quarter, especially on that last drive. Like, if you have some criticism of Manny right now?
I do, and I think it's fair. You know, I mean, I think when we praise him all offseason for all the things he's done in the offseason, the recruiting and the transfer portal and the energy. And, you know, everybody was praising Manny, and I thought deservedly so. I was on board that train too. You have to be able to also break down his coaching. And the one thing I did say to people when they say, Manny's the guy, we love Manny, is, hey, let's let him coach a game. I mean, coaching is different than having, you know, being a coordinator of one group. Coaching an entire team, worried, like you said, Channing, worried about timeout usage, when to take a timeout, when to go for it, when to go for a field goal. All those things are things that all at once came at Manny in that second game against North Carolina, and I think you saw a couple areas where he probably made the wrong decision or things weren't handled in the best way. Time management's a big part of that. Now, I will say this, like a player, like a Jaren Williams, like a young player that's growing and learning, I think that'll come with time. I think Manny's the kind that a guy that'll learn from it, but right now it hasn't been the best start for him, not just as far as the wins and losses, but as his decisions and some key moments that probably could have helped the Canes win the game or have a better chance to win one of those first two games.
Potato Jones from Local 10 is with us. What's your gut telling you about the crowd Saturday for UM and Bethune-Cookman?
You know, even if they had won one or both of those games, it's tough on you guys know how it is. And this isn't me making excuses. This is just a fact of life. The Canes have a tough time getting crowds against lesser opponents, especially a 4 o'clock game in 90-degree weather and 90% humidity. I mean, I would think it's a good crowd, and I would hope that people aren't jumping ship and abandoning this team just because of a rough start. They need your support. I think it's the same with the Dolphins. I take no satisfaction in seeing the teams that we cover and the teams that we root for be an embarrassment and have 50,000 empty seats or 30,000 empty seats. Or, like, I don't like watching a Marlins game and hearing conversations on the field on TV because there's 1,000 people there. You know, I would hope that people go out and support, but I think we kind of know the way it is. They'll probably get 40,000, you know, of the diehard type fans that'll be out there. Hopefully more, maybe it's closer to 50. But I think this team needs to start winning some games now. Win these two games that you have coming up that look very easy on paper, and then once you get into those Virginia Techs and Virginias and those kind of ACC games, they have to win those games, guys. They've got to keep that energy because if they're a 3-3 team, that kind of team, if, you know, 4-4, I just don't think the passion will be there from fans throughout the season, unfortunately.
Will Manso from Local 10 is with us. You mentioned the Dolphins there. Is there anything that you could take away from Dolphins game one, or is this nothing more than, hey, trust the process, not to use the 76ers slogan, but is it nothing more than trust the process?
I mean, it's trust the process, but you said it in the beginning when you were talking about what we were going to discuss. I was surprised they were that bad. And part of me is hopeful that they're really not that bad. Like, I thought the Dolphins were a 3-4 win team entering the season. You watch them play on Sunday against a quality team, but I don't think you could say the Ravens are an elite team. They're a very good team. They're a playoff contender. Who knows? Maybe they do make a run, but the disparity in talent, the difference in talent when you looked at it on the field, it didn't look like an NFL game. And the fact that that was the first time this offseason and into the season where I felt, oh my God, this team may be lucky to win a game. Like, they don't look like a team that could even win a game. And I know they probably will. They'll probably win a couple, but I didn't see anything, you know, to get excited about other than if you're on board with the tank, which I've said all along I am, hey, rebuild, get this right, go get a quarterback, go get a top pick. This team is not going to screw up the tank, guys. This team is going to be bad. I mean, those that thought, oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick may screw up the tank, he's not screwing up anything. This is going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL, if not the worst, when it's all said and done.
And, Will, they took that ass-whooping Sunday, and we are assuming they're going to take another ass-whooping this Sunday. If they continue to get beat, not just beat, though, Will, I'm talking about 40, 50 points beat.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that speed up the Rosen starting process? They can't stick to the plan if you're losing by 30-plus.
I'm with you, Channing. I would have done the Rosen starting process before, and I think we talked about that in the preseason, you know, yeah, on the show. I think they should have just gone with him. You got him. This is, I don't want to say a wasted year, because it's not a waste. It's never a waste. You want to develop guys, and there are young guys. Look, I love Jerome Baker. Obviously, Xavier Howard's a special player. I love certain guys on this team that I do think have a part of the future. When you made the move to get Rosen, you weren't saying he's definitely part of your future, but I think you were saying, I'm intrigued to see if he is, and whether it's as a veteran starter next year, as a fill-in while a young player gets ready, or as a veteran backup on the cheap, I think you got to see him play. And I think there's, what do you have to lose? Now, I will say this, though. Anyone who thought that you're going to get a lot from Rosen or Fitzpatrick, I think it's pretty clear. It really doesn't matter who they play at quarterback, guys. They're running for their lives. They have 2 seconds to throw. They're going to likely be playing from behind, which then takes away your running game. I mean, this is not an ideal situation for quarterback, whether it's Rosen, Fitzpatrick, I don't care who it is. But I would like to at least see Rosen go out there, make his mistakes, learn, and see where you're at the end of the year on whether he's a guy you keep in some way toward the future.
They're getting 19 points on Sunday. Ooh. Would you take the points, or would you lay the points with New England?
Oh, I think New England's going to win by 3-plus touchdowns. Someone texted me right after the line came out. I think it was 14.5.
14.5 when it came out.
I always defer to Vegas. I'm not a gambler. But I thought to myself, did they watch any of these games? How could it be 14.5? Now, look, maybe the Patriots, they have struggled here. Maybe in the heat, they don't play that well, and they struggle a bit. And it's one of those, you know, 27-17 type games or something, maybe. But if the Patriots come in and with any kind of focus, the way they play and with the talent they have, they should just put their foot down and win this game by 3-plus touchdowns. I don't see any reason why they shouldn't. Then again, they're dealing with all this crap, you know, all this stuff going on off the field now this week, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen if that's a distraction. They normally handle that stuff well. But, yeah, I would say the Patriots are going to win by more than 19. I mean, this is not – on paper, this matchup is pretty lopsided.
And we're along that same line of thought you were talking about with the quarterback evaluation. Are we ever going to find out what kind of coach Brian Flores is, you know, coaching this roster?
Yeah, Channing, I've been saying this now for a couple of weeks, and I feel bad saying it because it sounds so stupid, because Brian Flores will tell you he has one of the elite jobs, right? He has one of the dream jobs, 32 jobs, one of them. You work all your life to get it, so I can't say I feel sorry for him. That's kind of a weird thing to say. But I do – I think it's unfortunate that after all the work, and we all know his backstory and all the stuff that he's put in to get this opportunity and how unlikely it is the road he took to get this opportunity, that his first job is this, having to deal with this. Now, I sense, and he was asked about it in the last week, that he understood what he was getting into. It's not like he was blindsided that he thought he had a Super Bowl contender and a team that was going to go out and make big trades and spend money, but I'm not sure that even he imagined it would be this bad, and it's hard to judge a guy. Like I said, when you have two rosters every week where you're always going to be the roster that just talent-wise is not there, I know a coach's job is to get the most out of his players, but Channing, you played in the league, you know what it is. It's a talent league. Coaches can get a lot out of you, but if the other team has these kind of players and you don't, more often than not, you're going to lose games. And it's tough mentally for Flores to keep with the guys, and it's tough physically for the guys to keep up with. But I do feel for him, and I really hope this is not a Steve Wilks type of situation, or a type of situation where a coach just gets a year and the team is so bad that they're like, oh, it's the coach, he couldn't handle it and move on. I hope he gets a fair chance to get this right in this rebuild and to see what kind of coach he is.
Yeah, Will, in that 07 year against the Patriots, there was some offense they came out in, and it ended up me covering Randy Moss, and there was no coach in the world that was going to teach me how to cover Randy Moss, so I'm with you.
You mean they couldn't have talked you into figuring out how to cover Randy Moss?
Bring Vince Lombardi back, and that was going to be a win for the Patriots.
If they can't rush the pass, if they can't get to Tom Brady, what's the one way that you've been able to beat Tom Brady, not just the Dolphins but other teams, is you got to pressure, right? I mean, where's the pressure coming from with the Dolphins? They don't have a pass rush right now. They don't seem to be the type of team that's going to have pressure. If you let Brady all day back there, they're going to pick him apart.
Charles,
I mean, it's just
Harris
gonna be
ugly. Going to eat on Sunday.
He wasn't hungry last Sunday.
He's hungry. He's hungry. Will Manso, Local 10, thank you for making time for us. And if you hear anything from the Heat, because we know that you've got a direct line to Pat Riley and his office, if you hear anything about the arena name, yeah, let us know, will you?
I would guess that they're going to have some sort of comment at some point soon, given that the story broke today.
I just want to know who it's going to be. I want to know what the next arena is going to be. This is always a very...
What's the nickname we can give it and how we can shorten it and make it fun?
Just text Pat Riley Banger Center with a question
right
mark.
And Banger Center. Yeah. I'm doing it right. Love Potato Jones. Yeah. Hold on, I'm texting him right now.
See you, Will.
See you, guys.
Will Manso there from Local 10. Do you think that Gia in the upcoming traffic report, Alejandro, will be referring to herself as Potato Jones?
She may or may not
all
be
right.
doing
so
it.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Yes.
All right. Is there traffic in the next commercial break?
There is.
What about Sweet Potato Jones?
Obviously, when we try to broaden our demographic, sure.
We're going to have a little more swag than Potato Jones, I'll tell you that much.
And then when you hear from Yams Henderson.
Yams Cunningham. I don't fool with you.
And then, of course, for the Boca crowd, Potato Latka Goldberg.
I'm laughing at a joke I heard earlier.
All right, let me talk about the Cheetah. I'll make everybody feel good here for
yes.
a moment. Cheetah Hallandale, got to make it your free lunch hotspot. I tell you every day, why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 until 3. They've got happy hour until 6. Perfect place to watch football all season long. Cheetah Hallandale, their ultra-high-tech sports lounge. Girls and beer. You got a game tomorrow night. You got games all day Saturday, Sunday, Monday night football. Can't do any better than Cheetah Hallandale Beach. Oh, by the way, guys, are you a VIP yet at Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs? This is the VIP membership you want to get into. No waiting to get in. Free admission, exclusive VIP parties and special events, much, much more. If you want more details on any of that stuff, you could check out their website, which is cheetahsofl.com. Normally, I would tease what's coming up in the next segment, but I think I'm going to tease traffic, which is part of this commercial break. Maybe we'll have our first traffic report from Potato Jones. I don't know. We'll all find out together. Keep listening. Hockman and Crowder.
Traffic on the Ticket is sponsored by Alligator Alley, Harley-Davidson, and Sunrise. Check out the brand new 2020 models, colors that have just arrived, or buy a pre-owned bike this month and get a one-year warranty. See dealer for details.
Right now in Dade, we have a crash in the 75 southbound ramp right by Maimon Gardens Drive, blocking the off-ramp left lanes. And a crash 95 Express northbound at 125th Street. Also, a disabled truck, Airport Expressway westbound just past 27th Ave. And look out for slowdowns in Dade 95 Express going northbound at 125th back to 95th. And northbound at 95 from 125th going back to 95 East. So far, no major incidents in Broward County, just a little bit of slowdown 95 southbound at Davie Boulevard. And traffic is brought to you by Comcast. Every day, Comcast Business is helping businesses big and small go beyond the expected to do the extraordinary, because beyond a simple transaction, there's making a customer for life. I'm Potato Jones, where Tobin, Leroy, and Beast get you to work weekday morning starting at 6 on AM 790 and FM 104.3, HD2 The Ticket, or Radio.com Sports Station. Download the Radio.com app now to listen to your favorite shows.
I didn't know it was going to be as funny as it turned out to be. Did she say Potato Jones on all our stations? Yeah. Get the thumbs up. Like, I had an idea it would be funny, but then when we listened to it, it was funny.
It was better.
Because she deadpanned it.
Yeah.
I'm Potato Jones. There's your traffic.
Home girl Gia.
That is great. That was fun as hell.
Somebody text in, she did it.
Can't top that. Len, our program director, just gave us the thumbs up. He's down with Potato Jones. That's a career highlight, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm gonna remember it forever.
That is great, man. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Talk about lifetime achievement, right? So having a burger named after you, for me, that was always a big deal, and I had it like 7 years ago, and now I've got a new Hochman Burger at Tucker Duke's. Are we still planning on going tomorrow?
Yes.
Because we've got a meeting up in Boca, and then we'll go over to Tucker Duke's. And I don't know if I mentioned this on the air, Mike Mayo, who is the restaurant critic for the Sun Sentinel, he's going to join us. And then we'll have him on the radio. We could have him on tomorrow or Friday or next week or whatever. But he'll give us his honest restaurant critic review of the Hochman Burger. There's no preconditions. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
this is the
honest to God truth. We come on here, we criticize the Dolphins if they're playing poorly, criticize the Hurricanes, we'll criticize Manny Diaz if he's, you know, not using timeouts when he should be using timeouts. So we've created a Hochman Burger. It's at Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. I want everyone to go get one. I want everyone to eat one. I want everyone to enjoy it. But Mike Mayo will give you his unfettered, unfiltered reaction to having it. He's going to join us there tomorrow.
Is that his real name? Because you're just talking about names.
Mike Mayo, yeah.
Your last name's not Mayo.
You pretty much have to go into food reviews or something with food if your last name is Mayo.
What is that like? Is that a stage name?
No, I think that's his real name, isn't it?
Hell, I don't know, Mike.
I think that's his real name. Anyway, he's going to join us. So we'll go to and if you're in the area, you can come out and join us. We're not buying your lunch, and it's not an official remote. And if you have to wait, you have to wait.
But I'll make you feel like $1 million when you talk to me.
Crowder will make you feel like $1 million. He really will. He's got a gift, and it's called having no shame.
I really don't.
It is a gift. We're going to go to the Deerfield Beach location.
Twice yesterday saying, nice to meet you. And the person says, we've met 100 times.
I'm your best friend.
Yeah. Okay. What's up, T? Yeah, but I'll make you feel good about yourself.
You will. We're going to go to the Deerfield Beach location tomorrow, probably around, because I figure our meeting's going to be over. I know our meeting's going to be in Boca, but we're going to go to the Deerfield Beach location because it gets us closer to where we're going to have to end up having to be by the time work starts. You going to meet us down there, Solano? You want to go?
I mean, is that an invite?
It's an invite. I know you're not normally up around 11:30, so maybe you want to come and have some breakfast?
We'll see if I wake up.
The Hochman Burger, by the way, for those that don't know, it's at Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. So there's one in Deerfield Beach. There's one in Boca Raton. And it's a half-pound burger, and it's got Fritos, and it's got chili, and shredded cheddar, raw onion, and sour cream. And it's delicious. I've had it. It
yes,
happens to be delicious.
It.
The reason I felt comfortable inviting Mike Mayo to have lunch with us and review it live is because I've had it and it's phenomenal. Tucker Duke's happens to make great food, so it was already tipped in my favor. Like, Tucker Duke's makes really good food. So.
We've eaten every burger from there.
They have
I've
great
eaten
food.
Everyone but the Hochman Burger.
They have great food.
I'm pretty sure it's good, but I got to check it out, too.
And it's only available the month of September, so you can go there today. You can go tomorrow, Deerfield Beach or Boca Raton, get yourself a Hochman Burger. That was a life accomplishment for me, and then Gia referred to herself as Potato Jones during the traffic update. And everything has been usurped in my life by that moment. That moment really means the world to me.
Marriage, kids, everything.
Potato Jones and everything else is a far distant second.
I laughed.
Dan Day, you want to join us at Tucker Duke's tomorrow? I don't even know what your work schedule is. Yeah? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He's coming. Yeah, there you go.
Dan just floats.
Dan, I mean, that's all he needs.
Yep.
A slightest of invite. Oh, I'm there.
Let's cut off the Solana invitation and just bring Dan.
Dan, should we knock out Solana's invitation? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you stay here, Solana, he says.
That's us three.
He'll go with us.
We'll bring you something.
He runs the network.
Just bring me your leftovers.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so in the 4 o'clock hour, there's a whole bunch of stuff I got to get to. In the 4 o'clock hour, is Gius going to continue to refer to herself as Potato Jones?
She may or she may not.
Because I would not be against it. I'm just saying. I would not
see
be against it.
See if we get a Sweet Potato Jones. See if we can get a
Sweet Potato Jones, Potato Latke Goldberg. That might be a little too...
just Latke Goldberg?
No? Yeah, I don't think so. Okay. In the 4 o'clock hour as well, Adam Kilgore is going to join us. He is a national sports writer for the Washington Post. He wrote a story yesterday that was titled, "The Dolphins Don't Have to Be This Bad." He kind of takes issue with what the Dolphins are doing. So Adam Kilgore from the Washington Post is going to join us in the next hour. Football season is here. Now, here's a great place to watch. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. You could make that your football watching headquarters. We do a lot of stuff at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. They've got all those flat screen TV, projection TVs and whatnot. But now they have a 42-foot TV. A 42-foot TV. Imagine, because think about it. An 85-inch TV, which is what I have at my house, that's a big TV. That is dwarfed by a 42-foot TV. That is football heaven. For every Miami game, college and pro, you should be at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. And they've got an awesome happy hour. Cocktails are half price. Monday through Friday, they've got happy hour starting 4 p.m., goes till 7, so just about 10 minutes from now. Sunday through Thursday, late night happy hour, 10 p.m. till close. During happy hour and late night happy hour, bar bites are only $5. They do unbelievable specials for football season. I'm not kidding you. If you are looking for football watching headquarters this season, Dave & Buster's, the one in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood, you cannot beat it. We're there all the time. It's between Sterling and Sheridan, just east of I-95 in the Oakwood Plaza there. Dave & Buster's, eat, play, drink, watch. Is there a traffic report coming up in this next commercial break?
There's not one this next
commercial
break.
Okay, all right, so maybe around 4:15. So Adam Kilgore in the 4 o'clock hour and maybe another traffic report by Potato Jones. You just got to keep listening to Hochman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.